Here's the president of hockey operations for the Calgary Flames, Brian Burke. Hiya, Berkey.
Hey, when they asked me to do this, they didn't say it was with the grouch here. How you doing, Bob?
Who the hell did you think it was?
Well, somewhat important.
Thank you. Well, we could have given you some other wimp who'd throw softball questions at you, and then you'd beat him over the fence, and I know you'd feel better about yourself, but...
I thought you were going to say I was your seventh choice for this appearance.
So. you weren't quite that high. Hey, your team's playing a little bit better in fits and spurts, but give me a sense of where you think you're at here. You're battling for a playoff spot. You got a win over the Blackhawks last night. You're, I think, what, a game over 500 or something like that. What do you think?
Well, we're our road record's been excellent. I think we're 6 or 7 games over 500 now. We're 500 at home, so we're including some overtime losses. You're right. I guess net we're 1 over, but. We like our team. We've played very well. We went 11 straight games where we won 7 in a row, then played 4 more where we got a point in every one. So you're talking about, out of 22 possible points, we got 18. And then we had a couple losses. We had a real weird game against Las Vegas. We were winning the game, and then lightning kind of struck. One of our most reliable players shot it at our own goalie.
I remember that, yeah.
It was Michael Felic, who's wonderful. And the next night, Mike Smith, our star goalie, who's been our MVP, just blew up against Tampa. So we had 2 off nights in there, but we've played well. I like our team. We work. We listen. I like our coach. So we're ready for the second half of the season, I think. We get Chris Versteeg back here at some point. He's important for us.
So since you went to Calgary and got this fancy new title, I've always been confused. I know I've asked you about this, but I've always been confused as to roles and who does what. So trade deadline is down the road, not that far. People are starting to talk about it. Treliving is your general manager. How involved, how much do you and Brad talk about the concept of what you need and what you think you might be able to get?
We talk daily, and as we get closer, it'll probably be hourly. The role of president of hockey operations, and I'm glad you asked, Bob, because I think a lot of people are confused by this.
Yeah.
I think on some teams, the president of hockey operations is really the GM, and he's telling the younger man what to do.
I guess.
That's not the setup with us. Tree is the GM. What we approach is when King hired me, he said, let's imagine you and I are business partners. He said, so you wouldn't walk in one day with a business partner and say, hey, I fired this guy, or I just sent this guy down. You work together. You each know what's going on. That's why I said to Tree when I hired him. I said, pretend we're business partners. So we don't ever want to get in a situation where you come to me and say, I want to trade McCown for Burke, and I say no, and I veto it. Once that happens, I might as well start looking for my next GM.
That's right.
So let's talk about these deals earlier. Let's find out what doesn't fly with me and why. Maybe you can talk me into it. So he is the GM. Whatever success we have, he deserves the credit. He's made the playoffs 2 out of his 3 years as GM here, and if I'm not mistaken. And, we intend to make the playoffs again. We think we're good enough, and we like the way we're playing, and we think our goaltending is good enough, our D is good enough, our centers are good enough. So, again, it's hard. I mean, you lose 2 games in a row, and you go from 3rd in your division to 14th in the West, right?
Oh, I know. It's nasty out there, yeah.
Yeah, but it's that's great for the fans. It's hard on us, but that's the way it should be.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes. Lego wants to say something.
So, Berge, what do you guys need with the trade line, the deadline coming up here? What does Calgary need? I mean, like you said, I mean, in a heartbeat out in the Pacific, you can go from first to last. And so what do you guys need to do with the trade deadline?
Well, we could use a winger that can score, but again, we'll get Chris Versteeg back, and he's important to us. So that fills a one need. We don't have a lot of picks. We're not picking until the 4th round. So we can't use the deadline to pick up a rental player with a relatively high pick. We're not going into next year's picks. Our 18 picks are gone, but we're not going to use our 19 picks for rentals. Unless it's an extraordinary circumstance. We've got some good young kids that people are after playing in Stockton. But I think what we need is a winger who can score, and we're going to get him back.
I know you're on the way to the dinner right now, are you not?
Yeah, I didn't know about this guy. It's my fault. I'm sure it's in my schedule.
Sorry. It's okay.
My secretary is so efficient.
Yeah.
If there's a screw up, it's always my fault. So
No. I'm not poking at you. I just want to know: are you wearing a tie tonight or not? And are you going to actually do it up?
No chance.
No, I'm wearing a tie. I haven't tied it. Why would I tie it?
No, I know. Okay, I just asked. I just want to, you know, because we don't have you in studio. You know, it's a radio program on television. There's imaging that goes on here, and we want everyone to understand what you are looking like now and what you projectedly will look at like later tonight, and it will be no different than you look like every other day. That's all
Thank
I wanted
you.
To know. You're welcome.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
There's a reason why it's called a tie, by the way, Bertie.
Yeah, because you tie it.
If you're a conformist, yes.
Behave yourself at the dinner, will you, please?
I will. It's a great dinner. I love this. I do it every year.
I know you do.
And I can't wait to get here. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Thanks, pal. See you soon.